From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country and will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of Rohingya crisis.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. Trapped by landmines on one side and armed guards on the other, thousands of Rohingya refugees are struggling to survive in a no-man's land between Myanmar and Bangladesh. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border, fleeing a violent military crackdown, but there are Rohingya who are in a unique and uncomfortable position. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Elaine Duke issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The department said the key concerns are ties between certain officials with Russian intelligence and the software and other government agencies. The U.S. says it will give the company an opportunity to address its concerns in writing. It has repeatedly denied it would help Russia with any espionage efforts. A company founder took to Twitter to try to calm fears. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to visit on Thursday hurricane-ravaged Florida. Recovery is slow but steady. Mr. Trump plans to stop in Naples on Florida's west coast, which was directly in the path of Hurricane Irma. He has already declared the state a major disaster area, a move that speeds up the release of federal relief funds. Officials say restoring power is their top priority. As of late Wednesday afternoon, about 33% of Floridians still had no electricity. That's down from more than 60% who had been left without power just after the storm passed earlier this week. It could be as long as a month for power to be fully restored across the state. It is becoming clearer that the future of 800,000 undocumented young people who moved to the U.S. as children will be almost impossible for the U.S. Congress to separate from a larger, even more contentious debate over comprehensive immigration reform. House Speaker Paul Ryan and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi face the formidable obstacles that they meet Wednesday night in a first attempt to hammer out a permanent legislative solution to Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals program that was rescinded last week by President Trump with the expectation that Congress could find a fix. Pelosi and Democratic congressional caucuses asked the House Republican leader for a meeting after a week of demand for action, saying the so-called Dreamers deserved an end to their uncertain status by September 30th. But House Republicans recognized that negotiations on the DACA program present an unusual opportunity for compromises on President Trump's calls for increased border security and more. U.S. human rights groups are suing the federal government over warrantless searches of phones and computers at the U.S. border. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Electronic Frontier Foundation announced Wednesday that they have filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 10 American citizens and one U.S. permanent resident who had their smartphones and laptops searched without warrants. Several, but not all, of those named in the suit are Muslims. One of them said he was physically restrained while being questioned. None of them have been accused of wrongdoing. The lawsuit calls for stricter legal guidelines for searches of electronic devices. The suit says the number of such searches has grown sharply in recent years and will likely hit 30,000 this year compared to about 8,500 in 2015 and 19,000 in 2016. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.